Toronto, Ontario has signed an agreement with the federal government for $108 million in funding for school nutrition programs, which officials say will allow the province's program to serve more children. The federal Liberal government set aside $1 billion over 5 years to expand access to such programs across the country after pressure from federal New Democrats. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Friday that Ontario is the third province to sign on to access the money, and it will receive $108.5 million over 3 years. When kids don't have full bellies, when they can't hear the teacher because of the grumbling in their tummy, when they're worried and low energy and not able to focus in class because they're hungry, we all suffer. Not just them, but the future they're building, and their future contributions to Canada, he said at a school in Brampton, Ontario. Trudeau said the funding means healthy meals for 160,000 more kids in Ontario this school year. Ontario's provincial program currently serves more than 600,000 children, and the federal Conservatives note that there are more than 2 million kids in Ontario schools. Ontario Premier Doug Ford welcomed the federal funding. "I've been a big fan of it from day one, and we're going to work hand in hand with the federal government to make sure the kids don't go to school hungry," he said at a separate and unrelated announcement in Hamilton. Student nutrition programs and advocates had asked the province in the spring, ahead of its budget, to double the government's current investment in student nutrition programs, from a total of $32.3 million to $64.4 million this year. The Ontario Public School Boards Association said it was eager to work with federal and provincial partners to ensure smooth rollout of the program. "With many Ontario families facing rising costs of living, this funding will have a tremendous impact on school communities and family budgets alike," President Kathleen Woodcock wrote in a statement. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 22, 2024. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press.